Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. This is Genevieve. Welcome, Genevieve. And how are you today? I trust you. Today is going well. I hope your Thanksgiving is good too. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Well, I prayed and enjoyed the day. Thanks. Didn't eat much turkey or much stuff, but the rest of the day, you know, you enjoy it. Just enjoy it. It's good family. And enjoy the day. I think about so many who have lost people to hear I have to know who lost family members within the past couple weeks. I've lost somebody day before Thanksgiving, but they are thankful for all the time that they had. And I asked the question, what are we thankful? Are we thankful for whatever we have? Are we thankful for our jobs? Are we thankful for our health? Or roof over our head? Food to our friends and our family? So that we're able to pay the bills. And what if we don't have much? Are we thankful for what we have? Or are we stressing about some of the things that we don't have? Well, my philosophy about that is that I never worry about something that I don't have. Thanksgiving, I enjoy Thanksgiving Day. But Thanksgiving should be every day of the year, not just Thanksgiving Day. And it goes to either way, many, many thoughts to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, to me, is one of the highest forms of praise to God. God loves it. And Thanksgiving should be daily affirmation of God. Now I think about this year, during this time, this time of reflection, it's time of where I've been, what's happened the last year. And as you know, a lot of things have changed here, but I reflect on all the things that were tough, that he was there doing. And there's so many examples of thankfulness. David was, King David was thankful. To read Psalms 15. Go to verse 14. Walk with the God of sacrifice. Sit. Pay your vows. The thing about that, offer God of sacrifice. Thanksgiving. Sacrifice. So this is something very pleasing to God. Let me go to Philippians. 4, 6, 7. 4 chapter, 4 verse 6. Don't worry about anything. but it's clear that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be heard. I see that as us being open to God. Give God thanks for everything He did, for what He said about this time. That we may make our requests heard. One thing I know is God always loves us. Some of the most blessed people I've known don't have much, but they have a thankful heart. Well, one of the things that I'm thankful for is just a day to wake up. As I mentioned earlier, you know, during this season, you know, this time of year, time of reflection, so that's where I was last year, what has happened to me here, where I am now, and to take the moment. There is so much to be thankful. Thankful that I have a roof over my head, that my health is good. Thankful it's provided, for the family. I just thank for all. Thankful for many wonderful friends. Thankful for all the worship, thankful for the life life. And I pray, I believe that Thanksgiving should be one of the first things that we do. To give praise to God, praise what He said, be thankful for His goodness and His mercy. And I look at the Apostle Paul, I think his thankfulness is to go with him. There were times Paul had plenty, and there were times Paul had nothing. But he learned how to be content in every situation. You know, he didn't fret about what he didn't have, how things turned out. You know, he just kept going. He kept staying the course. He had a thankful heart. And when you have a thankful heart, that's a little bitterness. That is, I think one of the things that kills thankfulness, bitterness, or complaining, or gratefulness. Because something that you don't have, it makes some terrible events happen in life. So there are things that we can't control what happens in our lives, but having a thankful heart, you know, takes away all that. I think one of the aspects of Jesus is very thankful. Many things. In fact, for his Father, God. As I look at the as I see life now, you know, there's, so much going on. I'm thankful that I'm living at the time that I am. Thankful. Many opportunities that are out there. Yeah. Some may feel there's any opportunity. Some believe that we have the time pass. Some might say, well, how can you do what's going on now? We're taking a day at a time. Think about how you were last week. Like were yesterday. Do you feel bad? Were you joyful? Were you sick? And today you feel well. You feel good. Are you thankful for that, God? Thank you. I think about lost a parent or loved one. Are they thankful for the time that passed with them? Are they thankful for good things and a few things? Are they thankful for, in spite of all the bad, or maybe something come out so well, are they thankful to have a joyful heart? That's what I believe that God wants for all the children. Some of it, there's thankful for being saved, Christ saving me all those years ago. Thankful for school, they think of the Thanksgiving Day. She's like, Thanksgiving was lost over. It seems like you want Halloween right to Christmas. You see, it seems to me like Thanksgiving Day was kind of glossed over Halloween to Christmas. And I began to wonder, are people less thankful? People unthankful because of their situation? Because of the things that go right or way, whatever happened in their life, always be being ungrateful for what happened. And you have to think there's a lot of many people around the world that have absolutely nothing. People who have nothing, that heartbroken, not alive at home. And I'm sure some would be thankful they just had a roof over there or plenty to eat. Is that what was in their situation at one time in my life? So I'm just thankful that God kept me, kept my spouse, kept us strong, kept together hopeful and everything. Thankful for that time. Think about Thanksgiving for Christmas. Going between the time of Thanksgiving, I think about a lot of things. Where God's taken. So I really love Advent, the time of the birth of Jesus. That gets back to that reflection. This is from my own Catholic upbringing, but I still remember a lot of the tennis, but during the time, it's about all the wonderful things that have been done by the lives of many others. Thankfulness is, I believe it could be a reflection of gratitude. There are so many things that thankfulness has some similarities. Grateful, gratitude, and contentment. I didn't set out to study, make comparisons, but I thinking about it now, there are a lot of similarities in different roles, which you can show them. So, I go through the scripture. I'm pretty sure sure Moses was saying, yeah, God with him, I was going to lead the people out of Egypt to him. And I'm sure the apostles were saying, but Jesus had someone to guide them. Even though they had their personal struggle. You know, I understand. Then toward the end of his life, Jesus was thankful for the apostles that he'd given to teach them, guide them, instruct them, to show them what the kingdom of God is. And he kept, when he was crucified and resurrected, he kept a promise to them that he was sent to comfort to them, which he did. And I'm sure all the apostles were very thankful for that, because without the comforter, they would have done things that they did later. So I'm pretty sure Peter was thankful. The guy that Jesus had didn't reject him. Pretty sure Peter did love Jesus. You know, he was impetuous. And he said a lot of things about really thinking about him. Jesus loved him. Peter loved Jesus. And that's a fact. He truly loved him. But after Peter denied him, after Jesus was crucified, Jesus took him in. Jesus didn't reject him. You know, it's the same here. You know, just like for all the people, I didn't understand. But I was in the military, I was stationed at camp in the kids' city that was up in New York, throughout the plane to kind of cope with it. But I'm thankful for that time, the place where I had found, you know, Jesus found me. You know, they said, Jesus Christ is in my heart. That's why Kansas always had a special place. And I'm thankful for that. Thankful that I was able to understand, you know, get away from the troubles that I was able to meet people who truly care, love me, and care for me. I knew that, you know, God came to me, you know, at a time when I really needed. And I've heard many people through the years say that God came at a time when I needed most. So many lives. Lives change. Many were wonderful books. They're thankful. Because all of you want medicine, they're thankful. And as they go through this holiday season, let's stay after thanks. But still, kind of seems like Thanksgiving. As I mentioned earlier, Thanksgiving should be every day, not just one particular day. Go through this holiday season. So, all the things. I'm sure there's something that we all, you know, maybe some things that turn out, but there are things that have effect. technical difficulties in there. Sorry, technical difficulties. I was saying as I do the as I sleep today, during this holiday season, there's some questions to be thankful about. As moving forward, I think about all the things that happen this new year. Something I do this every year, I've done it for about 6 years. And it's not something that I take very lightly. I thank God to serve this for grace. I thank you for all things. And I pray that you find it in your heart. Think about all the things that you have already. Okay, you may not think much, but it's something. Think about it. It may be that friend that you have. They live your life. There are people who think by events, most things you don't know it. But there are some people who follow that. You can do. And it's the highest form of praise to God with a thankful heart. Because you know, God never puts away a person who has a thankful heart. Even despite what King David did, he always had a thankful heart. And Paul did, Jesus did, so many others. And I encourage you to be thankful for all about it. God's his goodness and grace and mercy to you. This can be like this. Pray that your next day, coming day, be one where you have a thankful heart. God bless you, and we look forward to getting together.